This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Sell time, Mike Wazowski. Welcome back in to the whole show. We're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. All right, Hooligans, buy or sell? Did the Nuggets make the right move? Buy or sell? It was the right move to extend Christian Brown, even though doing so could potentially mean you can't pick up Peyton Watson, because both sides were discussing it in the offseason. Never came to an agreement. Tenzer and Wallace have both said that they'd like to have both Nuggets be long-term Denver Nuggets for the foreseeable future, Brown and Watson. But as this thing goes along here, it's not looking like Watson will be. Now, again, I didn't think Michael Porter Jr.'s contract would be moved. But buy or sell, the Nuggets gave a contract extension to the wrong guy. I'm going to sell that. Recency bias tells me that Peyton Watson is the better player. Brown has been out for quite some time. It's going to take him a bit, I think, to integrate back in with this roster. I think it's just going to take a second. But there's no doubt about it. Peyton Watson's confidence is growing with every game. He's become kind of like this mini leader in the last week or so that we really haven't seen. I think after the Toronto game with him saying, "Hey, everyone's counting us out," it's kind of lighting a fire under this team. And Watson's looking good, man. But I do think, given how the roster's constructed today, it makes sense. You know, what the Nuggets did. You know, they're both, in their own right, they're both still kind of learning the game. They're both still kind of growing. But, Watson's the better player. Brown just probably fits more. Buy or sell, the Nuggets should make a trade before the trade deadline outside of Zeke Nagy. Is there anybody they can move? Now, last year you couldn't move Aaron Gordon because he had signed the contract extension. Tanner was talking about Gordon today to make room. You're not going to move any of your top four. I mean, Cameron Johnson, I suppose, but you just got him. Joker is safe. Murray is safe. Gordon is safe. You're going to keep Jonas. You got the 1 year left with him after this. Outside of Zeke Nagy, and the reason I keep saying outside of Zeke Nagy is I don't know what that trade value is going to look like. Can you get a team that's willing to take $7.4 million off the books, off your books, and put it onto you, onto theirs next season? Christian Brown isn't tradable until after 6 months of signing a contract extension. Julian Strother's not really a guy I think that's going to demand much. He's due $4.8 million next year if the Nuggets pick up his team option, but I cannot see that happening. I'm selling it outside of Zeke Nagy. If you can trade Zeke Nagy for nothing, basically just to offload the contract, then yes, great. But as far as trying to pick up pieces for the current makeup of this team right now, I'm selling it big time. I mean, we haven't really even seen. I mean, they're 25-12. We're not even at the halfway point yet in the season, and you still have a lot of guys that I want to keep seeing grow together here in this season. And that's, you know, guys like Tim Hardaway Jr. on this roster, Spencer Jones, Bruce Brown getting back with this roster. Is Jalen Pickett going to be a bigger asset for this team down the stretch? That would be interesting to see. So no, the answer is no. I feel more strongly about that than I have in years past when you're talking about a trade deadline. Buy or sell, Mike. Two decent quarterbacks going at it tonight. You've got, of course, Miami's Carson Beck and Ole Miss's Trinidad Chambliss. We already talked about who we think's winning, who you think's going to have the better numbers this time around in this game tonight. Carson Beck only had 138 yards against Ohio State last week, or I guess a week ago. Who's going to be the better of the? Who's going to win the quarterback duel tonight? Is what I'm asking. By yourself,
it's not going to be Trinidad because I like that Miami defense.
Yeah, I do too.
Now I think the reason why Miami beat Ohio State was Ohio State did not play in the first half. They were so sleepwalky. In the second half, they started actually playing their game. I think they probably would have won if they
had some life in the first quarter. Yeah.
That they're going to change that bye week thing. They are going to change it next year.
Yes. Like nobody has a bye week? Get rid of it?
I think they're either going to get rid of the bye week or they're going to make it the Army-Navy week and then the playoffs begin.
And then just straight forward, just straight through.
They might even not have an Army-Navy week. They might Army-Navy is the same week as the playoffs.
Yeah, and I have no problem with that personally.
I don't either.
I mean, why not
to have an issue with that, but now that each team has two bye weeks.
You could put a playoff game on a Friday. And then you could put a playoff game in the evening on Saturday, and you could have the Army Navy game like late Saturday morning.
No, that needs to be the afternoon game.
Why?
You need to start that at noon.
Why does it need to be?
It just feels like it.
Why?
I don't know, tradition. That one especially got to be the same time.
Yeah, because tradition, like we. Fine, just move it wherever. This whole stupid playoff games randomly because we can't interfere with this, or we've got to be on New Year's Day and all that stuff. Brady Army Navy game, that's a special day. It's a special game. You can still play it. Play it any time. The college football playoffs, as far as a football fan goes, that's more important than the game. Like as far as games go, the college football playoffs are more important. Am I wrong? To the national fan base. College football playoffs bigger than the Army-Navy game.
They so might have to play Army-Navy during the championship week if we still keep the championships.
Well, that would be tough, though, because what if Army's in the championship game? Would it?
Probably not. Still, could still happen, but probably not.
I don't know.
We'll just have to see how I solve this.
Oh, gosh. Still on this plan of yours that nobody knows about? I mean, Navy was almost in the... Navy was close to being in the conference championship. So that would be a problem there. I mean, Navy was 7-1 in the American Conference. And it was North Texas and Tulane at 7-1 each, too. But the head-to-head thing knocked Navy out of it. But yeah, then you would run into a potential problem there. If Navy or because Army last year was really good, and then it was Navy this year, so that would be an issue. Just move the game to earlier, and then you have your CFP later. That first round, I don't think there's any issue with that, Mike. This whole thing has just been all
You're
over the place.
You're gonna have to go to 16 teams.
Yes,
which is one of my solutions.
I'm
one of
so
many
excited.
People's solutions, by the way.
Go Poke says, America, Brady. America. Army, Navy should be held separate. Why?
So you're going to reserve. America, Brady.
You're going to reserve an entire weekend without having any other games because it's just Army, Navy. Really? I get
you
it.
You also hate Eagles.
I love Eagles. I just don't know why. Like, I get it's a sacred game. It means a lot. I do understand that. But you're willing to mess with your entire college football schedule because of that. Plus, there's other issues, too. They're obsessed with New Year's Day and surrounding New Year's with college playoff games, too. I don't know why they're playing on Thursday and Friday.
I think they need to get rid of the whole idea that our biggest games are going to be on New Year's. As soon as they started the whole BCS, they started it down this road.
Well, and they're also like, they don't want to compete with the NFL this weekend.
Which is king.
Huh?
Which is king.
Yeah, right. But you could be done already if you would have started it. Like, I don't even know that we need conference championship week. I don't even know that we need conference championship games. I think you just, whoever has the best record in the conference is your conference champion.
Plus tiebreakers.
Yeah, whatever. Yes. Thank you. Duh. Then don't mess with the conference championship weekend. That's dumb. Get rid of that.
And start, it's only going to hurt the playoffs.
Start everybody on 0 week. Everybody starts on 0 week, so we get that done. Do we need two buys? Why do we need two buys? They play less games than the NFL, and the NFL has one bye. Why do we need two buys?
Good answer. You don't necessarily need two buys. And I would not start. If you're going to have two buys, you should not. If you're going, you can have an early week and a late.
I don't care. We don't need
but
two buys.
If you're going to have one bye, you cannot take your bye week at week two. That's stupid.
Do they? Yeah, I guess people do, which is dumb. GoPoke says, seriously, doesn't the TV don't the TV networks have more to say about scheduling than anyone else? I think the CFP and the networks could come together and say, hey, we want to. Dude, there's a lot of people that, I mean, where's the buildup for tonight's game? Is it a great buildup? It's a better, the NFL is king because we have all been trained to know exactly when the games are. And, you know, I know that they're doing Thursday night games and Monday and they dominate. And then late in the season, they go Saturdays and the playoffs at Saturdays and Sundays. But we all just kind of know that.
Wednesday when there's a holiday.
Yeah. But college football is like, you know, we don't play that first weekend because it's conference championship weekend. Okay. We don't play the next weekend because that's Army. Isn't that Army Navy the very next weekend? So we don't play that weekend because we don't want to mess with that game because a 3.5 hour football game apparently takes all Saturday. So we can't mess with that. We play the next week, and then the following week we play in the middle of the week randomly. We don't play the following weekend. We play after the weekend and then into the week because we want to get up to New Year's. And then we just kind of keep that schedule for the following week, so we make sure we play on a Thursday and Friday. So you don't want to mess with the NFL. Great. You could be done with it by now. I mean, there's guys playing in the playoffs tonight and tomorrow that I'm sure, Mike, have already committed said that they're going to be transferring. Maybe they're playing. Maybe they're not. But I think they're playing. But there's probably guys that have already... I'm guessing. Am I wrong on that? January 2nd was when the portal opened. Are there guys that have already made up their minds that they're going to go somewhere else? And they've already committed? Just haven't announced it yet? I don't know. This is why it's so... Oh, there's so many issues with it. Plus, you wouldn't run into the Lane Kiffin thing as much either. If you got it done earlier, LSU wouldn't be so desperate to say, hey, we got to get Lane Kiffin here. We can't have him out an entire 2 months. If you go all the way to the championship, we can't have you out for 2 months or a month. Sorry. We need back here because the transfer portal's January 2nd. We need you ready to go, ready to sign guys. So, I don't know. Aaron says the upside for Ole Miss winning the national championship is the ring Lane Kiffin will not receive. Will he not receive a ring? He's receiving money. What makes you think he wouldn't get a ring?
That's a good question.
I mean, hell, didn't Bones Highland? No, I don't think he did. I was going to say Bones Highland got a ring. But I've seen guys get rings that don't finish the season with the team. Faye says, can't do away with conference championship games because they'd have to do that for all sports. Why? Why would they have to do that for all sports? Well, like basketball, they have the conference tournaments. They don't, you know. I guess I'm just like, I'm in this state of like, why? Because we have all these Army, Navy, they get the entire weekend. Don't want to mess with that weekend. Can they not? Why can't college football playoff games? You know, are you too afraid to go up on a Sunday even in the regular season of the NFL? Probably. but they don't, you know, they compete with them on late Saturdays. The NFL has late Saturday games too. They're just trying to, they're obsessed with New Year's. They're obsessed with their conference championship weekend. They're obsessed with the Army Navy game. And they're obsessed with trying to stay away from the NFL. And I do understand that, but man, you'd have a lot more juice to the playoffs, I believe, if you were able to just say, hey, we're going to do this just first weekend, second weekend, third, just bam, right in a row. That's what we should do. GoPoke says, are the TV networks interested in adjusting the schedule? If they can get more people excited and more eyeballs on it, then why wouldn't they be? Yeah, that's my thing. You're hearing all the coaches talk about it, so clearly it's a problem, I would imagine. The TV, if the coaches are talking about it, then the fans are talking about it. The fans care about it. And if the buildup is not what it used to be, then, or what it needs to be, used to be, it's new, what it needs to be, then you have to fix it. It will be fixed. Just don't know exactly how they'll do it. And when they add 16, when that comes, because it is coming, then you've got more issues to deal with. 21 minutes after the hour, before we break here, I want to thank Lemons Heating and Cooling. Here it is, finally, the cool down, the cold down we knew we were going to get at some point. It is chilly out there. I hope your heater is doing okay. I hope when you crank that bad boy up today, it doesn't smell funny and you're not freaking out worried. Because if that's the case, you need to call Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-567-0798. Visit them online at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. They've got free estimates available for you there. Lemons Heating and Cooling, 22 minutes after the hour. This is The Whole Show live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. We'll be right back.
Happening in your community. Sports news and talk. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's your daily reminder that Bo Nix is about to turn it up when we get into the NFL playoffs. No Broncos this weekend, Mike. It's going to be a fun weekend with no stress, but this is your daily reminder that I truly believe it's going to be Bo Nix becoming, by the end of this playoff run, whatever that looks like. Maybe they win one, maybe they win none, but I think Bo's going to have himself a great game next time we see him. Why, Michael, do I have this weird feeling in my weird thought in my brain that Sean Payton has been holding back? Do you think it's possible to win in the NFL without putting together all your big stuff, fixing all your big guns on it? You know, the way they beat the Chargers, they weren't putting everything out there. I think we can all kind of agree it was a vanilla kind of game plan. Is it fair to think that Sean Payton has done that a good chunk this season? Because there are certain games where it looks like this offense is, I mean, just a couple, maybe not a lot. I just have this feeling that there's a lot more in that tank than what we've seen from Sean Payton and company throughout the course of the season. I think it's going to open up in that first game, whoever that's against.
I like this conspiracy theory of yours.
It's not. How is that a conspiracy theory?
He's conspiring.
He's just holding back. He does enough.
Not really conspiracy
theory. It'd be a lot of games to do that. I get it. I just wonder if there's a few games here and there, a few game plans that are maybe not, 100%. Where are you going? Oklahoma. You just got covered by the emergency alert test. Oh, sorry. Recap for you. Your daily reminder that Bo Nix is going to turn it up in the NFL playoffs.
Recap for you, 1310kfk.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
Yeah, because that doesn't go over the thing, huh?
No.
The thing doesn't go over the thing?
It does not go over the thing.
So we don't have to worry about that. Yeah, if you don't subscribe to The Whole Show, are you even How can you really be a person if you don't? On Apple Podcasts, do me a favor. Go to your phone right now. Do it. If you're in your car, pull over. Do it. Seriously, pull over. Find the easiest spot to pull over. Go to your, if you have an Apple phone, go to Apple Podcasts and just search The Whole Show. And subscribe or whatever it is. Follow. And then you can get our program. It'll go right to your phone as soon as Michael finally, you know, gets it wrapped up, puts a bow on it, and the podcast is out ready for shipment. And then you can listen anytime.
I'll have that next week.
You'll have today's show next week?
Yes.
Sometimes I wonder if that's what you do. You and I were having an argument the other night because you titled something wrong. I was like, hey, they beat Philadelphia. You put Nuggets beat Brooklyn. I said it was Philadelphia we were talking about, not Brooklyn. He said, well, I got confused because I know they also beat Brooklyn the night before. And I said, nope.
No, they lost to Brooklyn.
Wrong again. They lost to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, no, I was talking about the Nuggets beating Philadelphia.
For some reason, I got in my head Brooklyn.
Yeah, and then you said, I was confused because they beat Brooklyn the night before. And I said, no, they lost that game. So wrong. Strike two, Mike. Fool me once. Faith, yeah, that was a fun sound in my earbuds, LOL. What was it? Was it a storm thing or what? Or was it a test?
Monthly.
Because I didn't know if it was like, hey, attention, it's snowing. It's colder than it was. But that was just a test. Those are important to have, though. Because when the zombie apocalypse happens and everything's shut down, you'll be able to hear it here on the radio. How about that? Go Poke says, whole show, see, even EAS knows. He's throwing his shade at me saying, you know, his boy Josh Allen's going to be the guy. Going to be the guy to shut me up, take down Bo Nix and the Broncos. I just have this hunch, man. Just have a hunch that there's going to be an unlocking from this, an unlocking of this offense. And we're going to see Bo play at a different level. Has he been more clutch than ever before? I mean, he has the highest QBR rating when trailing in the NFL. All of the NFL, Bo Nix does. So if he's Mr. Clutch, does that mean he's going to be Mr. Clutch in the playoffs? If he's clutch, then he's clutch, man. Doesn't get much more clutch than the NFL postseason. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the matchups, too. We're going to break into it tomorrow. We got Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. You're still doing Football Friday because there's still football, Mike. Friday's going to be big, so you got another college football playoff game to talk about. And then we'll preview the playoff weekend. Busy, busy playoff weekend. It's a busy weekend of football.
Then what does everybody know?
Picture on Friday. Everybody knows that. What am I picking? Am I just picking NFL playoffs games?
Why don't you do NFL playoff games and the college football playoff?
Well, along with this game tonight, but I can't pick the game tonight on Football Friday because the game would already have happened.
Well, this would be your Thursday.
This would be Thursday night special? Where's Brian? I can't do it without the song.
Thursday night special.
Do the turkey.
Ooh-ah.
Do the turkey thing. Do the turkey thing, Mike. No, the Brian turkey thing.
All right, hang on. Let me get my impression going. All right, here it is.
It's the same thing. It's just the same thing.
Except Brian's is funnier.
No, I like Miami. Miami to cover. I'm going to say Miami covers tonight. I think the Cinderella... It's not really a Cinderella story because Ole Miss is good this year. I get it. But I think that story comes to an end tonight, which is still an amazing story. I mean, the way that these players are rallying around Golding and all that is really cool to see. And Miami's a cool story. Mike, how bad for their own conference is that going to look for the ACC if Miami wins the national championship? How bad for the ACC would that be? How bad of a look would that be? They didn't even play in their conference championship because they're dumb tie-breaking rules.
That would be very bad.
That would be a rough look now.
That would be rule changing.
Yes, it probably already is. I mean, they're in the semifinals. It probably already is if it's not yet.
I think it's rule changing for a lot of conferences.
Yes.
I think a lot of conferences are looking at this and going, we need to change something because this possibility is going to upset a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just, you know, not a lot of looking ahead thinking this could be a possibility because their tie-breaking scenario was absolutely awful. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. It has been fun to just kind of see some of these games. Honestly, the build-up to the playoffs has been more exciting than the actual games, and that was kind of the same thing as last year. You know, it was like, oh, the build-up, we were having a lot of fun with it, and then the games really weren't that great. That's what I'm hoping for tonight. I just hope, I would love come down to the fourth quarter and we get to that game-winning field goal situation or whatever. Because, again, Monday was so much fun. Monday was a blast with that FCS title game. If we can get something like that, then that would be cool.
I would like something like that tonight during the high school basketball game. I almost said football game.
It's basketball season, Mike. We got Northridge and Greeley West. Is that right?
I think Northridge and Greeley West.
That's what I said.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows what?
That.
That it's Northridge and Greeley West. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. All right, 35 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Last time we saw the Broncos, they beat the Chargers 19-3. And there's been a lot of people wondering if Denver, going right back to that well, right? Is Denver legitimate? You know, they went up against a Chargers team that did have, they had starters in this game. It wasn't like they benched everybody, but obviously the big one was Justin Herbert. Again, I think that no touchdowns in that game offensively for Denver. Certainly, if you want to go there, you could let your mind wander to that. That's a bit of a concern. But defensively, I have no worries that I think they're going to be pretty good. I just don't know if that defense is going to be like the defense from 2015. The one that was creating all these monster turnovers that changed the game. I mean, this Broncos team just doesn't have a lot of those. They just don't. They haven't had a lot of those big game-changing turnovers. They had the pick six from McMillan, which was great, but it's a brick wall of a defense. They really hunker down when teams get closer to the red zone. They're just not the game breakers. You know, the McMillan interception, how many times have we seen that this year? So that's why I'm saying, you know, not just Bo Nix, but on the offensive side, somebody is going to have to step up and be that key contributor offensively. Is this going to be a postseason run for a guy like Courtland Sutton, who had, like, we're settling on this, like his third best season, maybe, in his career? Another 1,000-yard year for him. He's only had a handful of those. Or do you look elsewhere and see a guy that maybe didn't take off this year like Evan Ingram, or who's been up and down, a guy that's been up and down this year like a Troy Franklin? I think you're going to see, to me, if we're playing the prediction game, Michael, I think we're going to see a heavy dose of Courtland Sutton and Bo Nix combo. I do. Short passes, long, you know, whatever. I do worry about the rush. I worry about the running attack because that, you know, without Metcalf, Dobbins, without J.K. Dobbins, they're not really threatening on the ground. You know, last week, Bo ran for almost 50 yards. You ran for a team total of 116, but Bo had 49 yards rushing. R.J. Harvey with 15 carries for 28 yards. Jaleel McLaughlin, 6 carries for 41. He did have a couple of long runs, but that's not a... That certainly has been a fear for Denver, even going back to the beginning of the season when they weren't... When Dobbins was running well, they just weren't running enough, and you said, man, you need to be really developing that rushing attack so that you're ready come postseason because that's going to be so important. So whoever they're going up against, you know, unless one of the opponents here, when we start breaking into that, is just really bad against the run, I still worry about it. And that's why I'm thinking there's going to be a lot on Bo Nix's shoulders in this game. And you have a really good offensive line. But outside of that, you don't have a lot of dudes, Mike. I mean, as far as their skill players go, how many of these guys are like top five players in the NFL today? None, right? Is Courtland Sutton a top five wide receiver? Is Evan Ingram a top five tight end? And we certainly know that you don't have a running back right now that's a top five guy. Maybe Dobbins could have been that if he stayed in the season during the season, but you just don't have it.
It just feels like another Elway parallel.
Kind of does, doesn't it?
Other than having a good defense. I mean, there were years where he had a really good defense and then years where it was like defensive nightmare. No, Super Bowls. Their defense wasn't very good.
Don't you kind of feel like this is one of those years that, man, you got the number one seed, you got the first round bye, and to avoid the start, because Elway, that was the thing, man. Very good, great quarterback, couldn't win the big game. For Bo early on in his career, because how many guys have we seen that are really good and they only really... Ben Roethlisberger, man. I mean, he was a really good quarterback, and what, do you have two? He got one. Was it just one? I thought he got one with...
He went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Packers.
They won one with Mike Tomlin and Bill Cowher.
The one they won with Bill Cowher, I believe, was against the... Oh, hang on.
That was Big Ben. You know what, Big Ben got two. He's got two.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he does have two.
That's right. I'm just saying, like, he was one of those really good quarterbacks. How many Super Bowls does Aaron Rodgers have? He's got one. Like, I kind of just feel there is a little pressure on this Broncos team. Well, obviously, number one seed. But this is the year to really take advantage of that and get one more when you can. Because there is no Patrick Mahomes. There is no Lamar Jackson. There is no Joe Burrow. And I'm not saying that Denver can't beat those teams at full health, whatever. They beat a Chiefs team that was healthy. The Chiefs just were not the Chiefs this year. That was not the same team. But I do feel like this is one of those years where when you're looking at timelines and it's all said and done for Sean Payton and it's all said and done for Bo Nix, you would look at this year and you would feel like this is one of those years that it just kind of got away. And that's why you need desperately, offensively, something to show out different than what we've seen throughout this season. Because I don't know if you can rely on your defense to create those turnovers that's going to change the game. I think defensively they'll be good. But you're still probably going to need to get into those 20s to win games.
I like my scoreboard idea where you automatically give the other team 14 points and then Bo goes, oh God, we're down 14.
Maybe something changes in his brain because it's the playoffs. I mean, maybe it's something like that. Smitty says, if the Broncos win the Super Bowl, does Russell Wilson get a ring? He's on the payroll. Not on the roster, though. But that also is big because we're finally done with that after this year. All that Russell Wilson stuff is done. Faye says, did I miss the quarterback toilet bowl update? And when do we get pictures on the loser all dressed up? I did not lose, Michael. Mike Danson did lose.
He came from behind?
He came from ahead.
He came from ahead to lose?
Yeah, came from ahead to win. What? Yes.
Okay, then I'm
I guess I did lose. I won, but didn't lose. Yeah, so Danson, the creator of the quarterback toilet bowl, is actually the grand loser of all of it. Barely.
And he's, you know, he's a Vikings fan, so he's a loser in two different ways.
Okay, man. You know, he lost the toilet bowl. That's enough. Like, we're going to have to dress him up. We're taking him out to Big City Roadhouse. Well, he's taking us out to Big City Roadhouse. It's not enough that we're going to dress him up. He actually has to pay, is what I was told. He's paying, he's buying, although he, poor dudes, he's been buying beers for us for a while now, so maybe we should just do him a solid.
As the producer of the show, do I get Big City Roadhouse as well?
It depends. Were you a pain in the ass at all during the quarterback toilet bowl segments?
Not at all.
Hooligans, I don't know if you, I mean, you just kicked Mike Danson when he was down. Faith even said it. Way to kick a man when he's down.
No, I was just saying, I'm not calling him a loser. I'm calling his team a loser. Therefore, he's kind of a loser.
That's because you define everybody by, which sports team do you like?
Well, that's a great way to judge people's character.
It's not. I mean, you're a Washington Huskies fan.
Go Dogs.
Yeah, like, look what their character's all about, dude. They got guys signing contracts. And did you see the story? Oh, Faith, I don't have it in front of me. I don't know if you have the name. But one of their athletes passed away. Like, not football player. She was like an Olympic type athlete, I think, and she passed away, and they were having the memorial for her that a lot of athletes attended, including football players. And you got the quarterback guy, what's his face? What's his name? Blanking out on his name. Damond Williams announced it on that day. That's when he made the announcement. So all the attention went to him 100%, including amongst Washington fans, while this memorial was happening. There was a local news outlet that did a big story on it and how disgusting it was.
That's pretty colorblind there.
Yeah, pretty silly.
You gotta Mia. Announce
Mia,
that afterwards.
Is it Mia Hammett? Is that right? I mean, Jed Fish's wife went on Instagram and roasted Damond Williams for it.
Basically. So he's basically not going to come back. Because
I don't know. Why would you? At this point, it's more about principle.
That's going to have to be an epic apology.
It's more about principle. Yeah, because you've heard a lot of people that were going to this, and athletes were going and pouring their hearts out, and then that announcement hits, and that becomes suddenly a distraction and a highlight of the day when this is something pretty sacred. Mia Hammett, soccer player. Thank you, Faith. Yeah, she sent that to me. I watched the local news report on that. 49 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break here. What did we learn coming up next on The Whole Show, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios?
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
All right, what did we learn on this 8th day of January? Started the show with a bang. Sundance Wicks, head coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. That's a tough-nosed team there. I don't know how good they'll ultimately be in the Mountain West, but I did see Grand Canyon beat Boise State in Boise State. Was that last night or the other night? So Mountain West, pretty interesting. If you're a Wyoming fan, you're thinking, why not? You got dudes going off for 28 points against UNLV the other night. So Sundance Wicks is awesome. Hardy kind of knew that, but reiterated the fact. Michael, what'd you learn today, my friend?
I learned lots of things. I learned that Mike Danson lost. I learned that there are some dumb people in Seattle who are all about themselves. I learned that nobody likes what's going on in the playoffs. And I learned that you are all on board with Bo.
Oh, Bo. Bo is going to show. Bo's going to show.
Bo leaving Bo.
Bo show. Can we start saying?
Bonics.
We start saying, instead of faux show, can we say Bo show?
Bo show.
Yeah. Yes. Bring it in, Mike. Bring it in. 1, 2, 3. Break.
Bo show.
Bo show. Back at it on a...
We have a show tomorrow.
Football Friday, presented by Big City Roadhouse.
Bo show.
Picks are on Friday.
everybody knows that sometimes.
Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.